Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, shalom. Welcome. This is the Abracadabra Show. I am Ilan Azulay. We are on the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. It is Sunday. It is November 11th. 2018. 11-11-18. It was a big day today. It has been a big week. A lot of things are happening. And I want to welcome you. This show today is recorded actually from Boston. I'm here since Thursday until next week. And so the show is recorded from Boston. And my heart is with everybody that is experiencing in California these wildfires. And really a lot of loss of life and loss of property and a lot of traumatic events that are happening, and my heart and blessings to all of you that are there, and of course to the firefighters that are, I read and I see, that are working tirelessly and courageously. So thank you. And this is in part for you today. This is for all the people that are experiencing this traumatic event that is happening for the past few days. And blessings and prayers and wishes that this is going to be better by the time that you are listening to this. So we are on the Abracadabra Show, Create What You Speak. And I want to start first with the daily prayer, and the daily prayer that today has more importance and significance because of what is happening and because of what we are experiencing in the community here in Los Angeles. And הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. I hereby accept on myself the utterance or the commandment of love your neighbor, friend, partner, human being, in the same way that I express love to myself, in the same way that I am in the space of love to myself. And the focus is really on us first to express love to ourselves so we have the tools and we have the understanding and we have the capacity to be a vessel to carry love for other. I'm a spiritual mentor and an empowerment speaker for women who desire and are ready to reclaim their power, especially if you are after a toxic relationship or in the midst of a divorce proceeding, especially in California. This is a place for you to get a glimpse into how you can bring peace and understanding to what is happening without losing your focus, without losing yourself. Many times when you are coming out of such a relationship or any traumatic event that leaves you in a place of being vulnerable. And vulnerable is good when you are in a place that supports you. But when you are vulnerable and you are allowing different thoughts of different people that are not aligned with your best interest, then it can be very tricky, because when we are vulnerable, we are open. We are open. Anything can come in. And if whatever is coming in is not a conducive to raise your vibration, then it's only going to go the other way, and it can be very tricky. And then, because our mind is a very sophisticated machine, and sophisticated, I don't know if it's machine, but machine in the sense of how it works and how we can compare its activities and its work, let's say, to a sophisticated machine. But it is a sophisticated creation. A sophisticated creation. So when we are in a certain position, many times we justify what we're doing, although it may not be good for us, but because we're familiar with that, because we are in a vulnerable state and coming out of a painful situation, many times we find ourselves that we justify what we're doing, despite the fact that what we're justifying is really hurting us, because it's repeating a pattern, and it's not conducive to our growth. So this is for you. This is for you if you are in any kind of a situation where you feel like your wings are broken. You feel self-doubt. You feel all these things that are closing on you because of what you've experienced. This is for you. And especially today. Because today we're going to talk about the date. We are November 11th, 2018. This is a great portal opening for the past 7 years. And we'll talk about that as well. And so what we talk about here, and what I do in my work and working with sound and sound healing and guidance through NLP and CBT and Kabbalistic wisdom, is really look how everything applies and how everything is connected to everything, and how our actions actually starts from our thoughts, and how we create what we speak, which starts with our thoughts and our intentions, and how to really navigate through all this. So, November 11th, 2018. Every 7 years, the first portal, the opening of the portal, if we'll say so, the opening of the portal, the spiritual portal of abundance, and really what we choose to create and how we're looking at what we want to create, started November 11th, 2011. Now, why do I say that? There are master numbers, and master numbers, they have different meanings, and in this case, 11 is a number of ascension. It's really, if you've experienced looking at the clock and looking at your watch and just seeing sequences of 11, 11, 11, 11, or even 22 or 44, each number has a different power, just like each Hebraic letter has a different energetic divine channeling of the energy, so do numbers. So November 11th was the beginning of a portal. And 7 years past that, we are November 11th, 2018. And this is a great time for manifestation. And if you have been working hard and just asking for the universe, for guidance, for blessings, for openings, things have been going what appears to be quote-unquote wrong or not serving you, this is where this time is going to start showing the fruit, is going to bring the fruit, the fruit of your hard work. And the hard work is also pain, suffering, going through excruciating experiences, and Everything is for the good. Everything is for the good of your journey. Now, I don't want this to be like demeaning or devaluing certain pain that is going with people or loss of life. There is never anything that can alleviates that pain. And with that, we can look at things and see how does this apply? How is this really an opportunity? You know, I talk about every situation is an opportunity. Every situation is an opportunity, and a place for growing our imagination, for allowing the imagination to manifest itself, for allowing the imagination to just be, and for us to pull our hands, to take our hands into this field of imagination, and to pull and to navigate and to make anything that we want from the possible, from the possibilities. So, for example, you know, this is really painful what has been happening in the last few days with the fires, just burning acres and acres and people being killed, and it's really horrible. And with that, if we are going to if we're going to look 5 years from now, let's talk about loss of property, because that's, I feel that is easier to talk about rather than a loss of life, because this is what is happening now, and maybe it's another time to talk about this. But at this point, I just want to talk about the loss of property. So what happened this week, and what is happening actually with the fires, there's a lot of loss of property, and it can be painful. But let's look about 10 years from now, or 5 years from now. Are all the people that are experiencing this loss today, are all the people in the community going to be in the same place 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Let's say that everybody lost a house or a car. Let's say 100 people lost a house or a car. Are these 100 people going to be in the same place 5 years from now? Are they all going to have new houses? Are they all going to not have any houses? Well, so the answer is really no. I mean, if you think about it, we have 100 possible scenarios and 100 possible actions that are going to yield different results. So what is the difference, really? What is the difference? Why certain people in 5 years from now will be in a different space, different place than the other person? So, and I touched about this in, I talked about this in other programs and earlier programs. And so there is the what. The what is what has happened. The what is what has happened. A disaster happened, or some event that happened. And what happens many times is that the people correlate the consequence that happened to what happened. So, for example, 5 years from now, let's say somebody that lost property during this week or any other time. We don't have to take specifically this week, but any other time. Lost something 5 years from now, let's say. They don't have the same property, or they don't have the same means to have that property again. And they say, well, because that what happened 5 years ago, I do not have property today. That really caused me to go bankrupt, and just a lot of things that happened. Why is the other person, a different person, has a different result, experiences a different result. Well, you can say, well, that other person had 10 million in the bank and I had none. Well, that's true too. That could be a factor as well. But if both people would be in the same mindset, then also the person with the 10 million wouldn't have a property 5 years from now. So you have the what, and you have the action, and you have the result. And there is the natural correlation between what happened to what the result. But what is missing is really the thoughts, is really how we look at things, is really how we are perceiving. And I say all the time, it's all about perception. 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 It's like going to a gym for your imagination. And so perception. So what changed? What was the factor that changed things between person A to person B? Is how they look at that. Is how they look at what had happened and what is their place in this whole constellation and how things can change based on how we perceive things. So there is the act, so there is the what, there is the perception, and then there is the result. And many times people leave the perception, don't think about it. Why? Because many times it's not really tangible. We can't hold it, we can't touch it. And so there is kind of it's like almost skipping a step in our consciousness about our thoughts. And so those are the three things that are happening. And the crucial thing in between them is our perception. So we don't have control on really what is going to happen. Right? I mean, what happened, there was an action, but we don't have a control on what will be in 5 years from now, or a month from now, or tomorrow, or in an hour. We really don't. And if you think that you have control over what will happen, this is really, you know, over the years I realized, the more that I think I know is when I realize that I know nothing. Because what we know is what we know. What we don't know is what we don't know. And how do we come to this peace and to this understanding that everything is here for the good of our journey? It is our perception. Rabbi Schneerson, the rabbi of Chabad, the Hasidic movement, said something very simple that comes from the mystery, from Kabbalah. Think good, it'll be good. Very simple, right? Yet very powerful. Because our thoughts, while they're not us, while they are not us, they are our thoughts. We are not the thoughts. Starts from our thoughts. And when we are thinking, when we get up in the morning and we look at something and we decide this is going to be a great day, regardless of what is happening, regardless of an external influence, what is the opportunity for me internally? Then, as we say in Hebrew, then we are on the road to the castle. We are on the right road to the castle. And so, our perception, our thought, this is really what drives this entire game of Monopoly. This presence that we're living in, this 3D dimension that we live in. And how all this ties into relationships? Oh, it ties very much into relationships because it is all about relationships. It is all about connections. What is at our core? What is at our main, basic, core level build is a connection, is belong, is feeling connected, is feeling belonged to the community, to a person, for somebody to see us. We want to be seen. We want to be connected. You want to be appreciated. Yes, these are the earthly, these in Kabbalistic terms, the animalistic existence on the spiritual level. We want to be recognized, we want to be accepted, we want to be seen. This is in our basic DNA structure. It's just in our motherboard, as the simplest way to put it. So when we are getting up in the morning or during the day or something happened, how do we look at something? And how does this all tie to relationship? We'll get to that. We'll talk about this. So, November 11th, 2018, we have a lot of stuff going on. Flames, tongues of flames that are ripping through neighborhoods. And, you know, and with that, we all experienced different levels of disaster, of pain. Some is less pain, some experiences are less strong and effect, powerful than the others, but nevertheless, when the door closes on our thumb, our whole body is thumb. So tongues of fire are also separating between communities, but also bringing together communities and people. I want to talk about the word fire. And I will talk to this about this word fire from a Kabbalistic standpoint and how it ties into everything and how it connects us and separates us at the same time, this duality. After this song of Eviatar Banai, Tongues of Fire.
פרפר מרחף עמוד תאורה במגרש המואר ליגת כדורעף אלמנה משקה גדר חיה תיכוניסטית כותבת שירי אהבה שירה קדושה זוג ילדים ליד נדנדה זוג על ספסל בפגישה ראשונה במתנס בשכונה מציגים תערוכה ילד יהודי מרים ידיים באימה שירה קדושה השמש שולחת לשונות של בדרך ללידה עוד ילד לזוג שחזר בתשובה חתולה מניקה גורים ארבעה עולם יתאמן ויהיה כבונים משפחה שירה קדושה שירה קדושה ארץ של חדש ישר תחת תלית אבא וילד קטן לשונות של
beautiful soulful music and Avietar Banai. Yeah, so the word fire in Hebrew is called esh. Now the word fire is comprised of two letters aleph and shin. The first letter in the Hebraic alphabet, in the Hebrew alphabet, and the reason I'm talking about the Hebrew alphabet is because in the Hebrew alphabet, you know, up until Babylon, everything was one language. And then from there, 70 nations and 70 languages, and there are many languages, you'll say in English, that really have correlation to the Hebrew language. And it's really the ancient Hebrew, the Assyrian Hebrew, not the Assyrian from Iraq. So it is, but that's a, we'll talk about the letters that, in a different context at another time. But for our program today, for the word fire, again, if you're listening just now, we're talking about the word fire and how it is in the Hebrew language, in the Hebrew letters. Each Hebrew letter has meaning. Unlike a different language, unlike, let's say, English, there is a difference between Hebrew and English in the sense that Hebrew is a language of an essence. Not in the sense that English is not important, but you have vowels and consonants, and Hebrew is an essence. Language of essence that has a description of the creation, that has a description and a gematria. Gematria is the Kabbalistic numerology values that talks about really the creation and the levels of manifestation in this world and on our spiritual presence. So the letter, the word esh, fire. We're dealing with fire today, and the word fire matches exactly the numerology of today, November 11th, 2018. So here how it goes. The word Esh, the first letter is Aleph. The gematria, the numerological value is 1. The second letter is Shin. The numerological value is 300. Now I'll get to the numbers in a few moments. The word Shin, the letter Shin, the second letter, has a has three, the way it looks like, it has like three lines like flame that come together at the bottom. So at the bottom, and it's like spreading out three flames. And that represents the physical manifestation of fire, the physical fire. And everything that is earthy, everything that is the desire that comes from, as I talked earlier, from the animalistic presence, for the animalistic energy that is in our presence, in our existence. So the letter Shin represents the earthly fire, right? The letter Aleph, which is the first letter in the Hebrew alphabet, represents the spiritual fire. Also, the way that the letter is written, it has two flames. One goes up and one goes down. That's the spiritual fire. When we bring them together, we have spiritual and physical together. Now, look at fire. The fire that is happening. When you want to touch fire, we cannot touch it. It's not really, so to speak, tangible. It's not something that you can hold. It's not something, while it appears to be something of this dimension, it is not. It appears to be physical, but it is not. So when you try to touch fire, you cannot hold it, but it will burn you. It will burn you. So you have the earthly and you have the spiritual coming together and creating something that is an alteration of any form of material that exists in this dimension, although it is not tangible. This is the only element that can change other elements. Now, let's go to the numbers. So, the first letter is 1, the second letter is 300. Numerology, you add them, 3 plus 0 plus 0 plus 1, you get 4. If we take November 11th, 2018, you add them all up, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 8. How many times did they say 1? 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 8. Yeah. If you add it up, it comes to 4. 1 plus 1, plus 1, plus 1, plus 1, plus 8 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4. And this, and so we have 4, and the word fire, and we have 4 in today's date, right? And so, now let's take that and apply another aspect to this. This week, Torah portion, I was talking about Jacob and his brother Esau, right? That Esau sold his right to firstborn to Jacob for a bowl of lentils. Why? Because Esau was a hunter and he really didn't give a... He didn't really care about anything that is spiritual or from his heritage and whatnot, and he really didn't give a... I bleeped my own word about the right for his firstborn right, right? So he sold it for a bowl of lentils, and the bowl of lentils is considered to be a very a bowl for mourners, for people who are mourning. So why do I bring this? It's because Esau represents the earth, the earthly, the desire, the only the earthly existence, without any understanding or desire to understand really what it is all about. And Jacob had an intention to connect to the spirituality, to connect to his own creation, to connect to God, to connect to the Creator, to understand what it is all about. And so he got the firstborn right from Esau, and so you have here the spiritual and the physical. And so Esau again is representing the second letter of fire. Jacob is representing the first letter of fire, the spiritual versus the physical. And so how all this ties into down, trickles down, we're talking about, I'm talking here about, and I'm sorry that I'm putting this in a very kind of a high level. I'm not sorry, but I'm sorry if this is something that you didn't expect, but it is really trickling down. It's really to understand where all this is coming from. How does it trickle down to our daily existence? How does it trickle down into our daily existence? So the external, the earthly, the second letter of the fire, the word fire, is really to represent the external. Anything that is external that is affecting how we are acting versus how we are affecting the external based on how we are feeling. So, are we allowing the external to affect the internal, or are we actually choosing where to be and our starting point that will affect the external? And that is where it comes into relationships and to connections. Now, the number four, I talked about the number four, 11, 11, 18 is four, and the word fire is four as well. And this has to do, again, in the Kabbalistic level of in the Kabbalistic explanation of the level of our worlds. And the worlds is really levels of consciousness. So there are four levels. There is Atzilut, which is nobility, Bria, creation, which is creating something from nothing, Yetzirah, which is creation, but it's creating something from something. It's like taking oxygen and another element and creating something. So there are two things that exist, and we are creating from something. And then there is the manifestation world. So there is the nobility, the above nature, the creation, which is creating something from nothing, the creation, the yetzirah, the creating something from something, and then there is the asiya, the world of physical, of manifestation. And this is where we are, really. This world is where we are. We are in the world of manifestation. In an example, take a phone, whether you have an iPhone, an Android, whatever that is, and you're pressing on the number zero. Are you really pressing number zero? If it is really what you're pressing, it is what it says it is. When you press zero, is it really a zero? Well, the answer is no, really. It is, but it is not. It is because this is what it was programmed to do in the three levels behind it. But in its essence, in the core essence of it, it is not a zero. Because if, let's say, I will draw a zero on a piece of paper and I press it, nothing happens. Why? Because there is nobody that programmed that zero behind that piece of paper to act like to put a zero on somewhere. Right? So this is the fourth level. So it starts with the first level of 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, different currency, different electricity, different electric signals, closing circles, opening circles. Then the second level is the assembly code that has in computer programming, I'm talking about the phone now, or an iOS device, or creating the second level, the creating something. So in the third level, you have the language. You have the language. You have the language that takes from the assembly code that tells, that takes a 0 or 1 and converts it into something that prepares it for, for example, the second level is this. When I press this, this does that. There is no direction. There is just a directive. There is a open window, but there is no condition to it. The condition will comes on the third, will come on the third level. If when I do this, then do this. So there are only the actions: open window, close window. Not in English. The English comes in the third level, and then there is the fourth level that brings it into. So think about the third level like DOS. Back in the 80s and the 70s, and there was DOS. You had to type, you had to know code in order for you to create something. And then came the GUI, the graphical user interface, that took all these. If you click on the X, then the window will close, and put it into a drawing. A drawing of a window, and then when you click on X, then the window closes. But really, you're not clicking on an X. You are clicking on a representation of a representation of a representation of an X. So this is the level that we are at. We are in the Asiya level, in the doing level. So again, so we have four levels. We're starting from the Asiya, from the doing level. Then we go to the third level. Back one level that really is giving the conditioning. If I open it, if I click on the X, you close the window. If I double click my mouse, you are going to open the trash can. And the second level, there is a description. This is a trash can. This is a window. This is this. This is this. And on the first level, there is really just 10101001. So the difference between the spiritual, the difference between the understanding of how everything is versus the fourth level of just it is what it is, you see the differences. There is the understanding of how do we create what we speak. So everything is four. It's like our four faculties of our brain. Everything is four. And so this is, so today with the date and the word fire is really to understand that what we see is really not what is. And I know it may be hard for some to listen to this because of what is happening, and some don't see it this way, and that's okay. But the bottom line all leads to unity. Everything. We are all rowing our boats in different rivers, come to the same place. To what is called in English, infinite light. But it's really not the right translation to that. Because the infinite light is also putting what cannot be defined into definition. What cannot be explained into a explanation, what cannot be comprehended into a logical understanding, and it cannot. It's like trying to measure something with a tool that cannot measure it. So taking all this, the different levels of manifestation, creation, how does it come here to relationships? To playing it out and understanding how do we operate in relationships. And I believe and I feel that it is important not to know end of books and Kabbalistic knowledge and everything to understand. No, but it gives a hint, an understanding of who we are. What are you coming to do here? What is your mission here? And in relationships, it is, are you aligned with yourself throughout? What, do you have the silver lining between all your four levels of consciousness, four levels of creation in you, that when you meet the person that you are meeting, you are aligned, and you know that the translation of hitting that X window, X button on that window, is going to give you really what you want. Why? Because you are aligned. So when you are exiting a relationship, or you're exiting a relationship and you meet somebody else. So all this applies not just if you are exiting a relationship or have a traumatic event, so you had that experience, you had that lesson, and now you meet somebody else. How do you know that this person is the right person for you this time around? Yeah, it is, all has to do with, of course, with the growth, with the experience, with experiencing of relationships, and experiencing of how you were in a certain situation. Are you repeating certain patterns? Are you repeating a certain loop that is creating that level of creation to repeat itself? It's like those old vinyl records where it had a scratch on the vinyl record and you kept hearing the singer going, oh, but, oh, but, oh, but, you know, get the idea, right? Are you repeating the same thing? Are you repeating the same thing? So if you look at what, up to that point of that scratch, up to that point of where you start recognizing a certain pattern, can you see the silver lining that is going between where you were 5, 2, 3, 4 years ago to where you are today, with your understanding, with your experience, with your vulnerability? Because only when we're vulnerable, we can grow. When we are vulnerable, we can make changes. Because we're open to see. Can you, so in this kind, when you meet somebody and you are vulnerable, are you meeting the person that is going, that with that person you're going to relive the past, maybe in a different story? We have a saying in Hebrew, same woman, a different dress, or same person, different clothing. Are you going to relive the same situation, just the different variables, but you're going to get to the same scratch? So you're going to go back again and go back again and go and repeat that same point. And this is what I work, and this is how I work with to help you come when you are in a situation, you are in a vulnerable situation. To help you recognize these patterns, to help you recognize these obstructions that appear to be what you want and what you desire, that appear to be this window with the X in the corner, but it's really not doing anything because you're just repeating the same thing. And so the work that I do with sound, I work with sound healing with Tibetan, with different frequencies, with Tibetan bowls, with music, with guided imagination or guided meditation, and tea ceremonies, and programs of 8 weeks or shorter or an ongoing basis. This kind of work that helps you transform these patterns into something that can liberate you. Taking these patterns from a place of understanding where are you coming from. Understanding the what, the action, the why. Not the why as far as why on the level of a story, or why he said this, or why she said that, or so forth. But why in the sense of why are you going there? What is the trigger? And then the where, and where we're going to. And so these are things that are part of the program, and you can you can look at the website at www.bodysoulsound.com. So vulnerability is the key, and this is why I also work specifically with women, because the connection between the relationship between men and women, that is where the healing has to happen. But I'll talk about this again next time. But for today, with all that is happening with the fires, I can see all around, I read and I see people, everybody comes to everybody. Everybody wants to help, and this is wonderful. Why? Because we are vulnerable. And when we are vulnerable, the doors are open. The doors to our inside, to our most, the things that we fear the most. And I'm not going to talk about, fear and why to fear. This is a whole different thing. But when we are vulnerable, we are available. On the contrary, when somebody's and the spotlights, and they're in the middle of a movie, or they're actors or singers, there is really kind of like flattery, but there is no really connection, because everybody is in their own worldly busyness, right? But when we are vulnerable, when we are going through a loss, God forbid, of somebody or of property, then we are vulnerable. We feel vulnerable. We feel that we are open. We feel raw. And that is the place that work can be done. And so just know, when you come to work with me, I will trigger you. I will trigger you, because that is where it lies. In the triggers, going through the mountain, not around it. And it is all done with love. It is all done with love, with acceptance, no judgment. Seeing you for who you are, where you are, at any given moment in time, because time really is not existence except for this level of our 3D dimension. Just seeing you, accepting and rejoicing in the creation that you are here. So I want to end with Matti Kaspi, Covenant of Love. And the covenant of love is the covenant that first we can create to ourselves, between us to us, and then between us to the other, and us to the world. And I invite you to my website, bodysoulsound.com, and we can there is information about the different packages, or you have all the information there, so I don't want to spend the time here, but go to that website, ask me any questions, send me Facebook on facebook.com/bodysoulsound. There are also the events where I do separate sound healing ceremonies. And I'm here in Boston. It's freezing. Even the penguins are not out because it's so cold. And I send you all the love. And here is Matti Kaspi, Covenant of Love. Have a wonderful manifestation, wonderful creation, and a beautiful vulnerability. Bye-bye. Thank you.
עוד מעט כמעט אנו גוף אחד את ידך נתת בידי שלי לעד את לי עד שאני פוחד ולכן רועד כל גופי הלילה יום יום וליל כל הזמן בנתיב אחד לא מסומן יום יום וליל כל הזמן יחד
Listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.